What are the major issues that you've had to wrestle with over the years? What do you look back and think, golly, that was a hard battle, but hopefully well won?
Well, the biggest issue being those that have been linked with the RFU. Mm. And I just think they've been so slippery over the years and devious. They're almost trying to sabotage. Sometimes you really truly believe that they would like to sabotage the clubs, and that because their view was the stronger the clubs became, the less grasp that they had on the clubs. And when I think about some of the things that have happened in the past, huge.
What difficulties were there actually in getting unanimity of view amongst the Premiership clubs?
Very, very difficult. But it was achieved because there was a common enemy. Mm. That the majority of the clubs could see that the RFU were completely against them in the early days, trying to take them off the rails, and that's what pulled the clubs together. The problem was that you had one or two clubs that were pro-RFU because they were or had been one of the council. Mm. And so they had been a council member or were a current council member or were attached to the owner. So they were, on occasions, pro-RFU. But it was pretty easy to get everybody together. It wasn't always easy to get the common objective. Mm. And that's where Tom did a fantastic job. And Sir John Hall.
Well, I guess Sir John Hall was sort of ahead of his time and set the scene for it, wasn't it?
He was.
It must have been useful that, from that point of view, that you came from Newcastle.
Yeah, I think that was a key thing for Tom, is he knew Sir John Hall well and they liked each other. And, so they understood, they agreed with each other on where they were going. Mm. But yeah, that was the toughest side. The other side, really, was that, contrary to everybody's belief, Tom didn't simply put money, didn't actually make money available to do the developments around the ground. He would say, if you want to do those developments, you've got to go find the money. You know, he would underwrite the whole stuff, but he wouldn't simply say, right, here's 10 million quid, go and get on with it. He wasn't going to do that. He'd say, you'd have to go and convince the banks to lend you the money, you have to convince me that we can borrow this money, then you have to deliver it all. So, which is quite healthy.
Which brings me on to, we're sitting today in this fine new stadium. Tell us how it came about.
It was very difficult for us because we didn't know whether or not Kingsholm was the right venue. And the reason being, it's only 7 acres. And 7 acres is very limited to what you can do. Mm. And we looked at various different designs. And we actually did find a design that's a way of getting this stadium up to 20,000. But we had to future-proof it. And we have to say, well, okay, we're only attracting 8,000 per game at the moment. Will we ever need more than 20,000? So we started to look at other options, and we were very slow. We were 97% utilisation, so we were crammed every match. The facilities weren't good enough. We were turning people away. On one occasion, we had 7 sellouts. We're turning people away, and yet we left it too long, and we were starting to look around at different options. And the railway triangle was one. There were many other different options that we had. But the one thing was, we believe that we've played here longer than any other rugby club in the world. We think that might be something you'd like to go and find out.
That's a testing question.
Yeah, but we think we have. And to turn away from that is quite a big decision, with the fans and everything. And so explored all the options, and in the end we think that, you know, the heritage that was attached to this ground really was forcing us to stay here. And so we decided to, in the end, to stay. And we came up with a design that would get us up to a point, 16,000, and that would do us for a certain amount of time, and by then remodelling other bits later we could probably get it to 20. I think somewhere in time we'll be caught out. I think the crowds will grow greater than 20,000 eventually. Next 10 years.
How far off do you think further major development here is likely to be?
I think in the next 5 years we'll pull the shed down and do something different with the shed. I'd like to do it now. I'd like to have done it this summer. And what we'd look to do is remove some of the demountable seating on this side, pull the pitch this way, and build a bigger shed and stick a nice club room over the top with bars and toilets and that sort of stuff, so the people in the shed can use it.
And I hope a museum can.
Yeah, of course.
Is there planning permission for this?
There isn't actual planning permission, but we've shown designs to the planners.
Mm-hmm.
There's some modification that's needed because they were a little bit ambitious. It actually had three levels on top of the shed. But they've indicated that you would have to start, because the way the houses are at the back, you'd have to start with nothing over the top.
What I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, and then one level over the top, and then towards the end, maybe two as you get down here.
Yeah.
So